26. The commentary is brought to you by Betano. It makes it real. Zapping's number one, UMB bound, primary save in Ghana. The speed since 1972, official backing partner of the GFA and the Ghana Black Stars. Pops away through the two rush every morning and evening. Sigma appliances, great possibilities. Orca Deco, think good, think Orca. A life soup. Feel fresh, fortune spread, yummy, delicious, always on point. Partij. De laatste is Omama Mushu. Shoots wide from one-on-one chance there for him, and he shoots wide. And Egypt could easily have doubled their lead. Omama Mushu should be scoring that. Big chance there for Egypt at the start of the second half. Omar Mamouche, glorious opportunity, one-on-one, and he hits it wide. Now it's a free kick to Australia inside the Egyptian half. Rakunda was brought down. Australia going to lift one into the box. Half-time substitution, just one substitution. It was Boss, couldn't recover from that injury at the end of the first half, and Trewin comes in his place. A free kick is taken into the box. Suta gets his head onto that one, and it's headed away by Ataya, headed back in, and Suta wins the header again. It falls to Irakunda. Chance there for Australia. Erwin lays a pass there to Trewin, long cross into the box there, and it's headed wide by Metcalf. Inches wide there. In order to get his head onto the ball, he clashed there with Egyptian defender, who like to see who exactly that is, but he remains on the turf and the stretcher is on. Hopefully it's nothing too serious. He's receiving treatment. Two good opportunities for both teams at the start of this second half. Metcalf at the far post. You see his name in lights, thought he had equalized for Australia, but thankfully it was Honey. He's back onto his feet. It's nothing serious. It looks like he will continue. Kick will be taken there by Schubert. You know that moment when you're trying to impress and you don't know what to say? Relax, just share a pack of Munchy chocolate chip cookies. That rich chocolatey crunch, that's the talking for you. Whether it's break time at school, chilling with friends, or that special someone walking beside you, Munchy makes every moment feel easy and natural. So next time you're heading out, don't forget to grab your Munchy chocolate chip cookies. Start the moments that matter and enjoy the unmistakable crunch of chocolatey joy. The goal kick taken long there by Schubert. It's headed by Hafez Stewart. Omar Mamouche is dispossessed, and Taya just boots it back straight to Beach. Australia will come forward again. Harrington on the ball for Australia. Finds Evan. Evan into O'Neill. O'Neill back to his captain, Suta. Suta. He moves like Harry Maguire, Suta. Towering figure, 198 centimeters tall. Biggest man on the pitch. Australia have the ball on the left-hand side. It's clipped in there, but it's cleared away by Ataya. Only as far as Harrington. Harrington lays it to O'Neill. O'Neill plays it back to Harrington. Harrington into his captain, Suta, inside the center circle. Australia on the ball. Sekati to Irving. Irving touches it back to Suter, who have to chase this time. Suter coming forward. The ball tangled on his feet there, but he managed to sort it out and play it back to his goalkeeper, Beach, who finds Harrington. Harrington goes back to Suter. Suter to Sakati. Sakati coming forward. Lovely infield pass there. Line breaking pass to Volpato, to Irakunda. Irakunda, lovely touch there. Australia still on the ball, this time on the left hand side. Volpato. Volpato cuts onto his left foot. It's a chip crossing there by Trewin. And it's headed away by Hani. Egyptian throwing. Good defensive play there by Mama Shaw. Hani will take the throw-in deep inside his own half. All the way back into the Australian half is Beach. With centre pass to the right hand side is Trewin, the substitute. Finds Sakati. Under pressure there by Omar Mamouche. Mamouche picks up possession for Egypt. Lovely play by Mamouche. Hafiz plays it back to Rebia. Rebia into Ibrahim. Ibrahim will find Hani on the right hand side. Hani, lovely control. Sends it back to Ibrahim. Miscontrols it and gives possession back to Australia. Australia come forward. It's Bihich on the left-hand side. Swings it across. Was looking for Irakunda in the box, but it's booted clear by Rebia. Throwing Australia. Ghana, are you ready for the World Cup? Then you'll watch the biggest football tournament on a small screen right now. When you buy a 50-inch or bigger Samsung TCL or Nasco Smart TV from Electroland Ghana, or any authorized dealer, you get a free DSTV decoder and 1 month free subscription. That's right, buy the TV. Enjoy the World Cup live with all the goals, drama, and unforgettable moments. Absolutely free on DSTV. And wait, there's more. You also enjoy amazing discounts plus a free Zappa decoder. So gather the family, invite the boys, grab your favorite seat, and bring the stadium atmosphere right into your living room. But hurry, this promotion won't last forever. Visit any Electroland showroom nationwide or nearest authorized dealer today. Terms and conditions apply. Call 050-315-9739 or visit Electroland Ghana. Electroland Ghana, bring home the World Cup. It's a free kick for Australia on the left-hand side. It's O'Neill behind the ball. Two-man wall, Omar Mamouche and Mohamed Salah. Neil swings it into the box and is headed into the back of the net. It's a goal! Suter heads it into the back of the net for Australia. And they found the equalizer. It's a wonderful free kick there by O'Neill. Just needed a touch and got that touch. It's Australia 1, Egypt 1. And it's game on in Dallas. It almost looks like it was an own goal. It wasn't an offside. But who got the final touch? Yes, it was Hani, the Egyptian right back, who got the final touch onto that ball. So to go down as an own goal. But Australia will not care. Is an equalizer and they are back in this game. Egypt have been pegged back. Australia found the equalizer. Mohamed Hani with the own goal. draw this game level. Hani on the ball on the right hand side for Egypt. Plays it back to Ibrahim Ateya. Ateya sends it to the left hand side. It's Hafez. Hafez plays it back to Ateya. To Fati. Fati to Hani. Hani finds Ashaw. Ashaw will send it all the way into the center circle and plays it back to Ibrahim. Rebia finds Ateya. Ateya sends the ball to the right hand side, was looking for Hani. BH intercepts only as far as Fati. Hani back to Fati. Egypt still on the ball inside their own half. Now in the center circle is Fati. Fati sends it to Hani. Hani, lovely touch there to Salah. Salah back to Hani. Salah demands the ball, but Hani chooses to go to Ashaw. Ashaw finds Fati. Now Mohamed Salah. Salah sends it infield to Ibrahim. Rabia. Mamouche. Tried the dummy there, did not work, and Australia win back possession. Irving. Long ball there, was looking for Irakunda, but overhit. And Shobia claimed the ball for Egypt. Hani to Ashaw. Ashaw just was able to complete that pass into Fati, who goes back to his goalkeeper, Shobia. Shobia goes long. The ball falls now to Fati. The pass is played into Omar Mamouche. Omar Mamouche on the edge of the box. He finds Mohamed Salah. Salah. Mohamed Salah still on the ball. Tried to play that through ball back to Mamouche. And it was blocked there. But Egypt still have the ball. Ibrahim. To Hafez. Hafez into Ateya. Ateya coming forward for Egypt. Ateya finds Ibrahim. Ball now with Ateya. Fati. Sends it to Hafez. Hafez into Fati. Fati has a poor ball there. Australia will intercept. It's O'Neill. He finds Irakunda. Irakunda is brought down. It's a free kick to Australia. Necessary foul to give away there. It's Ibrahim. That late challenge on Irakunda. Free kick to Australia. Another opportunity to swing something into that box and test the Egyptian defense. Kneel behind the free kick again. Last set piece Australia had, they scored. With 60 minutes played in Dallas, is Australia 1, Egypt 1. Mama Shaw with a goal for Egypt, and then a Mohamed Hani own goal. It's swung in there by O'Neill and is headed out only as far as Opatu. Sends it back to the left-hand side to O'Neill, who's swinging another cross there and is headed out on the edge of the box. There's a chance there. Harrington chips it into the box, was looking for Suta. But Egypt managed to clear. Ball is still in the danger zone, and eventually Rebia will clear it only as far as O'Neill. Suta picks it up on the edge of the box. Australia with the ball is Evan. Evan lays it on to Volpato. Plays a 1-2 there with Irakunda. Irakunda on the edge of the box. Sent it to the left-hand side. Sekati, Irakunda, edge of the box, will take a shot there. It's blocked. And eventually, finally, Egypt clears. Australia pick up the ball again. Well, that's brought back for a foul there on Zico. There's a foul on Mohamed Salah by Souta. And Egypt can breathe. Have the ball on the right hand side. It's Hani. Hani into Ashour. Ashour plays a pass into the center circle, finds Rebia. Rebia to Ataya. Ataya sends it to the left. It's Hafez. He's swinging across. No, he cuts it back. It's Ataya. Ataya to Ibrahim. Ibrahim finds Ashour. Imam Ashour. Lovely pass then to Mohamed Salah. Salah on the edge of the box finds Hani. Salah was offside. Flag goes up as a free kick to Australia. Whether it be game day or not, everyone needs a partner they can rely on. We'll be there with you and for you. Through thick, through thin, long days, plenty matter. Through sweat, blood and tears. Through moments when you just know this is my personal person will let me down. Will never let me down. Red Zone will be your personal person against sweat and body odor. For 72-hour protection, always, every time. For every moment that matters. Choose Red Zone, choose protection that moves with you. World Cup Fever is here, and Universal Merchant Bank, UMB, the official banking partner of the GFA and the Ghana Black Stars, is proudly backing the dreams of all Ghanaians with seamless banking services and opportunities. This World Cup season, as the Black Stars chase glory, you can win with UMB. Open a new UMB account or reactivate your existing account today and enjoy free data bundles. Other awesome rewards to get started with convenient and reliable banking. Visit any 35 branches across Ghana or go to our website www.myumbbank.com or download the UMB Speed app from the Play Store or App Store and open an account using your Ghana card in minutes. For more details, call our 24-hour contact center at 0302-633-988 or toll free at 0800-100-880. UMB proudly back in Ghana since 1972 and proudly serving Ghana with speed since 1972. Football, you don't reach the World Cup without discipline, and when it comes to your smile, the rules are the same. World-class defense is not built in a day, it's by brushing morning and night, because every meal is a snack attack, and especially at the World Cup games at dawn and midnight. Without the right defense, gems will score. That's why President brings you the limited edition World Cup toothpaste. Choose your defense variant. Fresh breath for all day confidence. Antibacterial to fight germs. Or plaque removal for a cleaner, stronger smile. Get the President World Cup edition today. Available at supermarkets and shops nationwide. The World Cup season is here. And President says when it comes to your oral health, fun World Cup. 65 minutes played in Dallas. It's Australia 1, Egypt 1. It's a FIFA World Cup round of 32. The commentary is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM. Egypt come forward. Imam Ashour try to find Mohamed Salah, but it's cut out there by Harrington, and Irakunda will come forward for Australia. Plays it back to Sekati. Lovely interception there by Hafez, and Egypt will come forward. Egypt with an opportunity. It's Hafez. Takes a shot there. Almost reaching Mohamed Salah, but it's cleared away by Souta. And Egypt win back possession in the center circle. Hani on the right-hand side. Hani for Egypt. Hani with a crossing, and Suta again with the clearance. Fati heads it into Hafez. Hafez then finds Fati. Fati into Ibrahim. Ibrahim lays it to Ateya. Ateya to the right-hand side, to Hani. Hani back to Ateya. Ateya finds Zico. Zico to Emama Shaw. Hani on the right-hand side. Another cross comes in. And Suta is there again for Australia before eventually Bihic, who boots the clearance away. He was blocked there by Hani, and he goes out for a goal kick. It's a double substitution there from Egypt. Hassan is coming on. Zico comes off. And Fati is also coming off for Egypt. For Hussam. So Hussam and Hassan on for Egypt. Both substitutes, funny enough, put their names together. That's the name of the Egypt head coach, Hussam Hassan. Could these changes be divine for Egypt? Hussam and Hassan on for Fati and Zico. Bihic for Australia. He's brought down, free kick there in their own half. And Hussam straight into play commits a foul. Second half hydration break. It's 1-1 between Australia and Egypt. The seven-time African champions took the lead before Australia equalized early in the second half. An own goal from Hamed Hani. Football's biggest tournament is on, and there's no better way to back your team on Betano. Sign up today on Betano, no delays on all networks, and claim a welcome bonus of up to 2,000 Ghana cedis on your first deposit to enjoy the World Cup. Simply create your Betano account, verify your details, and make your first deposit, and make me bet. It's 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. It has been vetted and approved by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Looking for a soap that keeps you fresh, confident, and protected? Choose A-Life Soap. Enriched with essential oils and natural ingredients, it gently cares for your skin, fights germs, and leaves you soft and nourished after every bath. Available in rose, lemon, coconut, aloe vera, antibacterial, and Medicare variants. Affordable and long-lasting. And available in convenient sizes to suit every budget. A-Life Soap, feel fresh, feel alive. This World Cup season just got a massive upgrade, and you need to be exactly where the action is from now all the way to July 19th. The only place to be is a Sigma Blue Lounge happening live at Heritage Craft Brewery inside ANC Mall, East Legon. Talking live match screenings on Crystal Clear Sigma TVs, Jama sessions by the Vandals of Commonwealth Hall, PS5 gaming tournaments, and massive giveaways, and so much fun. But hey, while you're enjoying the games, are you also looking to upgrade your home? Think Sigma appliances, from air conditioners to fridges to freezers to TVs to soundbars to washing machine, and all the small appliances you use every day. Sigma Appliances has them all. The best part is when you choose Sigma, you're not just getting premium quality, you're also investing in Ghana's technical future. Sigma Appliances has officially partnered with the Ghana TVET service for the Sigma TVET initiative. A portion of every single purchase directly supports technical and vocational education training right here in Ghana, and that's pure power. Wholesale buyers visit Platinum Impex on the Spintex Road right behind Orca Deco. And retail buyers just walk into your nearest home appliance shop nationwide and simply ask for Sigma. Call 0302-801-555 or WhatsApp 055-644-6444. Website is platinumimpex.net. Sigma Appliances create possibilities. Our WhatsApp line again is 055-466-6444. You're looking for quality paints at affordable prices, and look no further than Azar Paint from Azar Chemical Industries. With Azar Paint, you are guaranteed quality you can trust, a wide range of vibrant colors, excellent coverage, durability, and prices that fit your budget. Whether you're painting your home office or commercial property, Azar Paint has a perfect solution for you. Visit their Azar Chemical Industries today at plot number 88, Spintex Road, Manet, Accra. For inquiries, orders, call us on 055-333-888 or 055-533-777. Azar number one. It's Ateya to Hafez for Egypt. Ateya on the halfway line to Hossein. Hossein, the substitute, sent it to the right-hand side to Hani. Hani will play back to Hassan, the other substitute, Hassan. Hassan plays it back to Ibrahim, to Rebia. Rebia for Egypt, sends it to Hafez on the left-hand side. He's coming forward, Hafez. Hafez plays it back to Rebia. Rebia still on the ball to Hossein. Hossein to Hassan. Hassan cuts on to his left foot. Hassan switches play. Lovely pass into Hafez. Lovely chest control there from him. Plays a pass into Ateya. Ateya. He finds Hani on the right-hand side. Hani. Into Hassan. Hani. Receives a pass there from Hassan. Opportunity for a cross. He gets it in. On the edge of the box. And it's Imam Ashour who takes a shot and it just goes wide. Couldn't get that shot on target. Australia will make a change. Volpato will come off. And Hustic comes on in his place. Irakunda is also off. And Touré replaces him. Norwich City striker Mohamed Touré of Australia. Mohamed Touré. ...22-year-old Australian Mohamed Touré. Harrington. To Bihic, plays it back to his captain Suter. Australia still on the ball. Harrington to Bihic. Bihic plays it down the line and is cleared away there by Hani. Helps it on, was looking for Mohamed Salah. That ball is picked up there. And Metcalf eventually loses possession. And then they win it back. Is Hustic plays a pass there. Metcalf. Metcalf plays a pass back to Hustic on the left hand side, gets a cross in his. Cleared away there by Hassan, and eventually Ateya boots it. He falls back to the Australians and they will attack again. Australia on the left-hand side. Metcalf plays it back to Harrington. Harrington to Suter. 75 minutes played. Australia 1, Egypt 1. A
a round of 32 of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Live commentary on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM. My name is Daniel Krante. Egypt hoping to join Morocco as the only African country so far to book their place in the round of 16. Four African countries have fallen. Was it five of them who have fallen? South Africa, DRC, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, and Australia. Egypt, part of the remaining three, alongside the Black Stars of Ghana, who play later today, and Cape Verde, who also play right after this game. Cape Verde take on Argentina, and Ghana will come up against Colombia. Live commentary on Joy 99.7 and Hits 103.9 FM. From the Soho Bar inside the airport, we'll bring you coverage of Ghana's game. It's Harrington. Long pass there, looking for the run of Trewin. Hafiz gets it clear. He was pushed there. It's a play on, and Australia have it inside the box. It's a shot at goal. It's blocked there, and Atea completes the clearance. Australia are beginning to knock on that door. Hits the deck. Looks like he needs treatment there. So that was deliberate. There for Egypt. Hafez will not be able to continue. He's replaced by former Aston Villa winger Mohamed Trezeguet. Replaces Karim Hafez. Mohamed Trezeguet replacing Mohamed Hafiz, or Karim Hafiz. Ibrahim. So Ibrahim now moves right back, and Hussein and Rebia. The centre back pair, and then Hani has moved from right back to left back. So a bit of change there in the Egyptian backline. 10 minutes left on the clock. It's a free kick to Australia. O'Neill behind the ball again. Another free kick opportunity. Another set piece opportunity. O'Neill sends it into the box. Suter gets his head onto the ball. The second ball is bobbing and bouncing. There's a shot at goal. Opportunity there for Australia. That is clear. Toure goes for the header. Heads it into the path of Suter. Heads it goalwards. But Shobe makes the save. And it's a free kick there for Egypt. Egyptian players want more than a foul. Suter just barged into Rebia. He's a big and strong man, Suter. Rebia says he's fine. He's taking some deep breaths there. That one will sting. Egypt coming forward. Mohamed Salah, lovely control. Brilliant play there by Salah. Excellent play by Salah. Finds Emama Shaw. Emama Shaw sends it to Trezeguet on the left-hand side. Trezeguet, a number of stepovers. Plays it back to Emama Shaw. Ashaw clips it back to Trezeguet. Trezeguet tries to get into the box there. Being marshalled there. Difficult one for him, Trezeguet. Eventually, the clearance is hit against Omar Mamouche and goes out for a goal kick. Clips a pass, was looking for Emama Shaw, but Australia would intercept, and it's a poor pass there by O'Neill. He was looking for Bihich. It goes out for a throw into Egypt. Quickly taken. Atea. It's now Hussein. Hussein sends it into Ashaw. Emama Shaw. Into Rebia. Rebia finds Hussein. Hussein into Ibrahim Yasser. Teya is trying to find Hassan. It's good recovery play there by Hani. He's done a great defensive job today, Hani. Trezeguet. Mohamed Trezeguet. For Egypt, Emam Ashaw. Inside their own half, Egypt in the center circle. Emam Ashaw, the goal scorer. Emam Ashaw, 85 minutes played. It's Australia 1, Egypt 1. Can Egypt get the winner? It's Omar Mamouche. Mamouche finds Atea. Atea into Ashaw. Ashaw sends it to the right hand side to Hani. Hani leaves it for Hassan. Hassan. He has some tricks. He gets in the cross. It's a deep one to the far post. Shaw just leaves it there for Atea. Almost misread the situation, but managed to recover, and Egypt have the ball. Hassan. Hassan. A couple stepovers. Hassan, lovely pass there into Hani. Hani with a reverse pass there. And a good clearance from Suter. Egypt still have the ball. It's Emam Ashaw on the edge of the box. Ashaw, he finds Hassan again. Hassan. Hassan cuts onto his left foot. Swings it across. Far post. And it's a super punch away there by Beach. Egypt pushing for the winner. It's Ibrahim to Hassan. Certainly has injected some pace into this game since coming on. Hassan cuts onto his left foot again. Hassan, what can he do? Sending across. Far post is headed back downwards. But Trezeguet is booted away. And Egypt will win back possession. Then they lose it. Australia are coming forward. It's a lovely pass there into the path of Tremio. Chance there for Australia. Shot coming through. Hassan blocks it there. Opportunity for Australia, but Atea is there to block that chance. And Suta, nicely done by him to regain possession for his side, the captain. Suta, wonderful pass. Australia with an opportunity. And that crossing by Trewin is deflected out for a corner. Game is getting chaotic. Corner kick for Australia. Swangin is headed goal. What's there? Egypt just managed to clear. Another cross comes in, and Schaubert does well to punch it clear. Hustich, a lovely crossing. Eventually, Emama Shaw is fouled on the left hand side in Egypt. Irving got the flick onto that ball. It was his captain, Suta, who ended up blocking it. O'Neill just pushing to the back of Emama Shaw. Hassan for Egypt. Once a foul, he's not getting it. Referee says goal kick. Well, that was no foul. There's no contact there. Had to buy the fouls. The linesman's eye, sharp as a hook. His beach boots a goal kick long. Egypt have the ball just inside the Australian half. Imam Ashour. Hassan. Atea. To Trezeguet, back to Atea. Atea chips a pass back to Trezeguet. He gets his head onto that ball, trying to cut it back there, and it goes out for a corner kick. We'll have 5 minutes added on at the end of the 90. The Egyptian fans are praying. The next goal will surely win this game. Omar Mamouche behind the corner for Egypt. Can they find a goal? Can Egypt find a goal? Corner is taken short. Isatea clips it into the box, far post. It's controlled there by Mohamed Salah. Can he keep it in? Yes, he can. It's Hassan. Hassan on his left foot. Hassan's clips in across there. It's headed away by Harrington. And it's slipped at the far post there by Hossem. For Australia, eventually clear. Omar Mamouche. Mamouche. Hani. Hani coming forward for Egypt. Finds Hassan. Hassan. Hassan cuts onto his left foot. Hassan with another cross back post. Controlled there by Trezeguet and booted away by Sekati and Mama Shaw. And again, Sekati is there to hit it out for a throw into Egypt. Atea. Atea finds Ashaw. Ashaw sends it to the right-hand side to Mohamed Hani. Hani to Hassan. Hassan. Hassan for Egypt. Goes onto his right foot, clips in a cross. It's cleared away by Harrington. And Touré picks it up deep inside his own half. And Touré sends it out for a corner. It's going to be a corner for Egypt. A corner kick for Egypt. We've done 2.5 of the 5 minutes added on at the end of the 90. Egypt have a corner. Mohamed Salah behind the corner. Mohamed Salah. Mohamed Salah. Mohamed Salah behind the corner for Egypt. What can Salah do? What can Salah do? It's crossed into the box. Hani goes for it. Misses. Clearance is as far as Salah. Salah swings in another cross there. It's a dangerous one. And what a save there by Beach. It looked like that was the winner. Superb cross there by Salah. And a wonderful header from Rebia. Out of nowhere, the left hand of Beach came out to thwart Egypt. Another corner comes in. Salah controls. Mohamed Salah with a shot and is saved there by Beach. Salah for Egypt. Mohamed Salah, this could be the last chance. Atea, his shot is blocked. And Egypt will come forward again. Ibrahim finds Hassan. Hassan lays it on to Salah. Salah into Hani. Hani fails to control and Australia will clear only as far as Egyptian goalkeeper who's out, way out of his pole just to reclaim that pass. It's Hassan. Step over. Hassan. Sends it into Emama Shaw. Expect the final whistle any moment from now. Emama Shaw. Crossfield pass. Finds Mohamed Salah. Definitely the last chance of the game. Salah. Mohamed Salah onto his right foot. Salah cuts it back to Hassan. What a block there. That was certainly the winner. What a block. And there goes the final whistle. What a move there by Egypt. Salah cut it back to Hassan. The ball was definitely headed into the back of the net. And somewhere, somehow, the 90 minutes ends. Australia 1, Egypt 1. We'll head into extra time. You're listening to Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM. My name is Daniel Granting. Take a quick round of commercials. We'll be back with the extra time commentary. But what a block there by Suta. That was definitely going into the back of the net from Hassan. Two really good opportunities for Egypt from Rebia and Hassan. The goalkeeper Beach and Suta, the captain from Australia, just made sure that this game goes into extra time. Sometimes you need players like this to keep you in games. And you can tell the way they embrace their goalkeeper. They know that was a big save. It's live commentary of the FIFA World Cup round of 32 between Egypt and Australia. It's 1-1 after 90 minutes. We'll be back to this round of commercials with a second or extra time commentary.
Introduction. Raised eyebrows.
You are Josh Weissman?
Yes, I am.
And he loved the life of crime.
And how did you come by such detailed insight of an armed robbery syndicate?
I am an armed robber.
Hey.
Roverman Productions, in partnership with National Theatre and Joy FM, presents an Uncle Ebuwai's play,
Love
and Handcuffs.
Mabel, remember the ovulation?
And actually,